we have very many banjo players in the crowd here tonight? We got a lot of banjo players, eh? All right. Does anyone subscribe to Banjo Newsletter and all that stuff? Yeah. I remember when I got that first figured out that magazine when I was about 12 years old. It's like it was really hard to be around, see guys play the banjo that were like could burn it, you know. And I saw some guys in Dallas. This guy Ed Shelton was the first guy I ever saw that could really like eat up a banjo. And I got to know him pretty good later in his life and stuff like that. And later on, I saw Ralph Stanley and, you know, a lot of those guys were touring in the 70s, and I got to see a lot of those guys. But anyway, it was really something to see Ed play. I don't know if you ever heard of Ed Shelton, but he wrote the song called Blue Ridge Express that the Bad Livers recorded on a record called Horses in the Mines. And anyway, he was the first person I ever saw I could really play a banjo. But I remember one time there was this Alan Mundy song. I just could not figure this track out. It's called Deputy Dalton. And had this B section, and I couldn't figure it out, and I worked on it for, I just couldn't get anywhere on it. I think I spent about a year on it, never could get it. And I sent for this magazine, and it showed up, and it was like ran off of one of the Mimeo machines that you spin it, you know, and very basic. But it had a tablature, which is this really kind of weird way of writing music, but it's not notation based. It's like this kind of, it's sort of like if someone gives you a roadmap of how to get to the grocery store, like your mom, you go down there, you turn left, and there's a big rock, and then you take a, it's not like notation where it tells you what to do. But anyways, that B section for that was tabbed in there, and it went like this. I never could figure this the thing out. I'll play it, but if you've never seen any of this kind of movement on the banjo, it'll blow your mind at that time. Of course, now it's very commonplace, like, but I'll show you this, like, it's a dumb thing. It's just, but anyway. I could not get that, you know. And that magazine came in my mailbox, and I flipped it open. I was like, oh, there it is. And also had this other one really cool lick in there, which was the ending went. If you've never seen anybody do that, that's pretty tricky to figure that one out. But anyway, so that's a plug there for Banjo Newsletter.